Hi guys, this is Michael Orle from MobileBurn.com, and today I have with me the HTC Evo Shift 4G for Sprint. It's Sprint's third 4G handset, supports WiMAX, and it will be available on January 9th for $149.99 with a two-year contract.
So let's open up the box, see what's inside. Here's the phone, naturally. And pull this out, take a quick look at it, and let's see if I can find the power button. We'll start it up. Okay, and what else we got? Getting started guide. Looks like a recycling bag as well. Right here for sending back an old handset. There's also some terms and conditions. On the bottom we've got the HTC charger. And a micro USB cable, I'm assuming, right? I guess you can just plug the cable directly into your laptop or into the wall unit like that and plug it into charge. Okay, so here's the phone. Let's take a look at it, pull off this protective coating. The phone's a little on the hefty side. It weighs about 5.9 ounces, 168 grams or so. I just measured it up and I came up with 16 millimeters with my calipers. AT&T and HTC claim 15, but either way, not as thick as it could be. See, we've got the full QWERTY keyboard here. That's four rows. Get a good look at those. Keys have a really nice feel to them. Very easy to, you know, see what's written, and a nice little bit of a grip to them. Click, really impressed so far. This D-pad, while a little unconventional looking, works very well in spite of its small size. Let's take a look at the general hardware features though before we get into any specifics like that. 3.6 inch wide VGA display here. Very bright, very colorful. Touch sensitive controls down here. Home, menu, back, and search. Speaker up there in chrome looks very nice. No forward facing camera. That appears to be an LED indicator there. On the left-hand edge, volume control right here, micro USB down at the bottom. On the back of the phone, 5-megapixel camera, if I can get this plastic off. There's a LED flash right there, and again, the speaker grill. HTC logo, and there's some white crud on here. I'm not sure what that is. On the right-hand edge, not much to see at all. There's no camera shutter button or anything like that. Power standby button up top. 3.5 millimeter headphone jack, and just the pry point on the bottom for removing the cover. And we've got a 1500 milliamp hour battery in there that's supposed to be good for 6 hours of talk time. There's not a lot of built-in storage in the Evo Shift, but there is a micro SD card. Unfortunately, you have to remove the battery to get to it. A 2 gig card is included. You can use cards as large as 32 gigabyte in size though. And if you couldn't tell by looking at it, it's actually a soft touch paint on the rear cover of the phone. It feels very nice in the hand. Front finish, though, is a somewhat brushed looking blue paint. Not really metal looking, but a bit of a brushed finish to it. And then, of course, you've got the chrome trim around the display itself and metal looking D-pad. Again, I really like the keyboard so far. It has a really nice feel to it, and the layout's really good. You can see we're running Android 2.2, not Gingerbread yet. Jump into the main menu. See, it works in both landscape and portrait mode, of course. No cool 3D effects or anything like that, but functional. You'll also notice that we've got no 4G connectivity up here. Down the street, I'm going to be able to get 4G. I don't know how fast it's going to be. I'll have to test it later, but right here where I'm shooting the video, we really don't have much in terms of any kind of connectivity, 3G or 4G. So let's take a quick tour of the home screens. Like a lot of HTC Sense devices, you can pinch gesture to get access to all the screens at once to see where we're going to go. So let's move over here to the far left and swipe through. You can see nice calendar widgets, favorite people. Some pretty cool looking controls here for 4G, Wi-Fi, and that sort of thing. That's the main home screen again. Music controls, more shortcuts, and of course bookmarks as well. This is the Friend Stream widget. It combines Twitter, Facebook, and other social networking feeds like that into a single stream. There's also an application for it, and I'll show you that a little bit later. HTC offers something that's called Home Screen Scenes. It allows you to save home screen and widget configurations. Default Sprint Scenes loaded now. I'm going to switch to the HTC scene, and then we should see it come up in a couple of moments. There are. You can see some of the messaging widgets. Weather. Jump back. Favorite contacts and bookmarks again. And a blank screen where we can add our own widgets just by going through here, tapping that plus button or hitting the menu button, and add something like an app to an application shortcut or all the different widgets here. Easy as that. And if you want to get rid of one, you just long press it and drag it over to the trash can here. Here's the web browser, and just right away to show you that there's flash support. I'm going to show you this embedded YouTube video, new Sony Ericsson device that we're going to expect to see here at CES this week. Multi-touch zoom controls, of course. Go back to the home page, you can see what a full page looks like. Comes across quite well. Intelligent zooming by double tapping. And of course, mobile sites look pretty good too. Naturally, everything works in both landscape and portrait modes.